If you didn't start, record, or even consider a podcast in the last 2 years, did you even live through a pandemic? Starting a podcast was on my list of goals for 2021, and I'm going to officially check it off the list since I put out the trailer before the year was officially over. Welcome to High School Counseling Conversations' inaugural episode. My hope is that this episode will give you a little bit of background about how we got to this place and where I hope to take it from here. Time to get into the good stuff. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. Hey, y'all, I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and you're listening to episode 1 of High School Counseling Conversations. In this episode, we're going to dip our toes into Counselor Click world, and I'll explain where I've been, where we're going, where I see this podcast going from here. All of my perspectives and experiences come from being a high school counselor, so hopefully if you know that up front and you're good with that, you'll be able to take something away from this podcast and bring it back to your own high school counseling world. Raise your hands if you're already friends with me on social media. Instagram is my favorite place to connect, so if you found your way here via there, hey, old friend, and if you're just new around here because someone awesome told you that you should listen to this podcast, well then, hey, new friend, consider this just a deeper conversation than you'd get on your Instagram stories. We get to hang out for a little longer each week. I've got some topics planned that I'm excited about as we take this podcast thing for a spin, and I definitely plan on having some guests pop in too. I have a few ideas, but I'm always open to more. So if you have any ideas, always shoot me a direct message, send me a DM. I will have a form on my website that I'll also link you to in the show notes if you would like to be a guest on this podcast or you have a recommendation for someone to be a guest on the podcast. On to the main event for this episode, an introduction and a little backstory so you have a greater context of who you're listening to and what you're listening to before we move forward together. Okay, I want to pause and take a quick break and let you know about some fun and exciting things happening in my Counselor Click world in January. I've got so much going on for high school counselors. On Tuesday, January 11th, my High School Counselor Collaborative, which is a free pop-up Facebook group, is opening back up. We did this back in the fall as school was starting up, and it was so fun, y'all. It's a temporary group, about 2-ish weeks where there will be prizes, live teaching, and community. I'd love for you to join us. So head over to counselorclick.com/pop-up. That's P-O-P-U-P. To request to join the Facebook group by answering a couple of membership questions. If you're in the group back in August, don't worry, you're already in and you'll be notified when the group actually opens up again. Okay, back to the show. By now, you know my name is Lauren and I am the name, face, person behind Counselor Click. I'm coming to you from my bedroom closet, which feels like the most soundproof place in a home with two little ones in it, and I'm just gonna roll with that. Let's take it back to how I got into counseling in the first place. I went to a huge high school in Florida. I'm certain that there were high school counselors there, but I'm also certain that I did not have a personal relationship, and I was definitely not known by name there. I think someone might have come into my English class once, maybe twice, and asked us to write down some places that we planned on applying to college. I'm guessing that was the counselor. There was definitely nothing ever social emotional that I can remember. So I feel like there were a lot of gaps, or maybe this profession and the role has just changed and grown since then. So I ended up going to University of Florida, which, might I add, was the opposite of anything I ever thought I would do. When I got there, I changed my major 5 times. That's the short part of the story, and tried out all of the business majors for a hot minute. And then I ended up in a major called telecommunications, which is like journalism, but more specifically news and production. And it was really, really fun. I actually really enjoyed it. For once, I was doing projects and doing hands-on learning in smaller classes, and I actually felt like I was good at something compared to larger lecture-style classes where I was just watching videos of lectures and never actually going to class. I volunteered and then worked at the live news and public radio stations on campus. Parts of that were reminiscent of being on the set of The Office because my boss was literally Michael Scott, but that's a story for another day. If podcasts were cool back then, I'm sure I would have had a podcast long ago during that time. I'm literally using the same software to edit these podcasts as I did to edit the stories for my live news radio show. As I got nearer to the end of my program, guest speakers would come in and say how much they loved their jobs, including working holidays, moving to the middle of nowhere, having no life. I kid you not, they actually said those things. But that was not entirely attractive to me in a career. So, like a typical Enneagram 7, I panicked and ran in a seemingly completely different direction. All while I was in college, I was a volunteer young life leader, and I worked at a summer camp in North Carolina in the mountains where I loved working with high school students, and I'm a big camp girl over here. I had a friend who was already a school counselor, actually in Tennessee, and I remember asking her one summer, tell me everything about your job. Tell me every detail. Tell me what you love. Tell me what you hate. And there were very few things she actually hated, so it really seemed like something I would love too. Based on her personality and the things that she told me, I was like, I could actually see myself doing that too. So when I went back to school that fall, I took the GRE. I applied to a few grad schools in places that I could see myself living, which, I don't know, in retrospect, might not have been the smartest thing to do, but it worked out. I ended up at Clemson University in South Carolina. I did internships at the elementary, middle, and high school levels, but I always knew that I wanted to work with high school students. The internships definitely confirmed that, but I would have taken a job anywhere right out of grad school just to have a job because the job market was not awesome when I got out of grad school, but I landed a part-time counselor job at a really great high school close to my house, and I was really hopeful because of what the principal told me, that it would turn into a full-time job that year. So once numbers shook out about a month in, it did. It turned full-time, and I was really excited about that. So at that school, I worked under three different principals and a variety of caseload models for 8 years. I presented at state conferences, attended ASCA, which was super fun, and applied for and received RAMP, which was a huge accomplishment in my book. It was so much work. If you've done it, then you know what I'm talking about. I love the students, the families, and the staff that I worked with. I literally could not put together a more ideal situation. I absolutely loved it. When 2020 rolled around, I, like the rest of the world, worked from home, but with a toddler and extreme, and I really mean extreme, pregnancy sickness. Not just morning sickness, all day pregnancy sickness. And I wondered what the fall might look like with said toddler and newborn. And I panicked at this thought. I thought, if daycare is closed and schools are closed, I'm not sure I can fulfill both of these roles well again, because it was hard enough the first time with only one kid at home. So we made a rather quick family decision over the course of a weekend, and I let my administrators know that I wouldn't be coming back the next year. It was really scary. It was a leap of faith, but I knew that going back meant that I could give more time to Counselor Click and the community of high school counselors I had been serving since the end of 2017. It would be a huge pivot in my own life, and let me tell you, I have had no regrets. High school counseling is the only job I ever want. So when the time is right, I know I will be back in the school. Right now, though, I'm loving creating resources for my TPT store for high school counselors and running a monthly membership for high school counselors called the Click Collaborative. Okay, I think I've caught y'all up to speed on who I am. I've got some great topics planned for our upcoming episodes. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, this month is focused on resetting for the new year and the new semester. I hope you've enjoyed your winter break and are ready to reset yourself for the next semester, because that's what we're going to be talking about in the next episode. Remember, head on over to counselorclick.com/pop-up to join our 2-ish week free pop-up Facebook group as we come together to reset and start the second semester. There'll be prizes, live teaching, community, and fun. So head over and request to join, because the doors officially open on Tuesday, January 11th. For all show notes on this episode, head to counselorclick.com/episode1. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's C-L-I-Q-U-E. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.